Tape 2.
Lesson 65. Television Day. Sir Isaac Newton. Sir Isaac Newton, who was born in 1642 and who died in 1727, was one of the greatest scientists who has ever lived. We aren't going to tell you about his discoveries in today's program. Instead, we're going to tell you a true story about the man himself. Newton thought about so many problems, he was often absent-minded. He frequently forgot to have his meals. One evening, his friend, Dr. Stukeley, called and asked if he could see the great scientist. The maid told Dr. Stukeley that Newton was busy and asked him if he would wait in the dining room. Dr. Stukeley sat at the dining table and waited. On the table, there was a covered dish which contained a chicken for Newton's dinner. Dr. Stukeley waited such a long time, he got very hungry. In the end, he ate the chicken and put the cover back on the dish. Immediately after this, Newton appeared. He greeted his friend warmly and then asked the maid if he could have his dinner. She told him it was on the table. Newton uncovered the dish and saw the chicken bones. "I thought I hadn't eaten," he said, "but I see that I have." Lesson 67. It's a mystery.
What's that thing, Sandy?
Which thing?
That thing in the garden.
I haven't the faintest idea. Let's ask Mother.
What's that thing, Mum?
I don't know. Your father brought it home yesterday and put it in the garden.
Let's go and have a look at it.
I wonder whether it's a garden seat.
It can't be. It doesn't look like one.
I'd like to know if we can use it. Perhaps it's some kind of garden tool.
I don't think it is. It doesn't resemble one.
Perhaps it's some kind of clothesline. I wonder whether it is.
I doubt it.
It's a mystery, if you ask me.
It isn't a mystery at all. It's not supposed to serve a purpose. It's a work of art. Don't you like it?
Lesson 69. Television Programs in Britain.
One of the first things Gretel discovered while living with the Clarks was that there are three television channels in Britain. The BBC broadcasts on two channels, BBC One and BBC Two. There's a mixture of serious and light programs on BBC One. There are mainly serious programs on BBC Two. ITV is an independent network which carries advertisements. There are no advertisements on the BBC. Everyone who possesses a TV set must pay a license fee to the BBC each year. There are both serious and light programmes on ITV. As there are three different channels, it's not surprising that you often hear arguments in the Clark household. This is the sort of thing you hear. There's a sports programme on ITV. What's that, children? We were wondering if we could watch the sports programme on ITV. But I was wondering whether to watch the serial on BBC One. And so on. The children like ITV. Mother prefers BBC One. Father prefers BBC Two. Gretel hasn't made up her mind yet. Lesson 71. Television Day. Moonflight.
Last week, we recorded this interview with one of the astronauts who had returned from a recent moon flight. We asked him to tell us what he had done and what he had seen. We asked him what it was like on the moon. This is what he told us.
We went to the moon to get samples of moon rock and to recover instruments from an earlier landing. We made a perfect landing beside a small crater in the Sea of Tranquility. First, we collected some samples of rock, and then fixed up the television cameras. After this, we walked on the moon's surface to look for the instruments. We found them very quickly and saw the footprints astronauts had made years before. It's strange to think that nothing wears away on the moon's surface. What impressed me most? Several things. Our Earth, shining brightly in a black sky. It looked blue and white in the distance. And then, the silence on the moon. And it's a landscape which is both mysterious and beautiful. Mysterious because the horizon is never far away. And beautiful because of the sharp contrast between light and shadow.
Lesson 73. Eh? What?
Where have you been, Sandy? Eh? I asked where you've been. And don't say eh. Out. What were you doing? What? I asked you what you were doing. And don't say what.
Playing football.
Who with? Hmm? I said who with. And don't say mm.
My team.
Where did you play?
What's that?
I asked you where you played. And don't say, what's that?
At school.
Why did you play at school?
Huh?
I asked you why you played at school. And don't say, uh.
Because we had games this afternoon.
Who won?
I beg your pardon?
Are you deaf or something?
No, I'm not. I just wish you wouldn't ask so many questions.
Lesson 75. The Big Stores in London.
Grateful and Mrs. Clark went shopping in the centre of London yesterday. I'd like to know which store you like best in London, Mrs. Clark, Grateful said. Now that's a difficult question, Mrs. Clark replied. I just haven't any idea which store I like best. There are so many huge stores in London. I suppose Selfridges must be the biggest. There's so much variety there. I can usually find what I'm looking for. Then there's Liberty's. It's such a lovely building. Harrods is very famous, too. It's such a smart store. I love all the big stores in London because you can walk round and nobody bothers you. Nobody tries to sell you anything unless you want to buy something. Sometimes I go window shopping. Or just wander around a store and look at the things on display. The big stores are one of the sights of London. I went to the sales in January. That was one of the sights of London, too. My goodness, the crowds! But it was worth it. I bought some lovely things very cheaply. It was good fun, but very exhausting.
Lesson 77. Television Day. Karate.
Have you ever wondered how some people can break bricks with their bare hands? People who can do this kind of thing are experts in karate. They are called karatekas. In our program today, we tried to find out how karatekas could do such things. We wanted to learn if they were especially strong. And we got some surprising answers. Believe it or not, karatekas aren't stronger than ordinary people. They just have more courage. A karate expert strikes hard objects like bricks or plates with the small bone in his wrist opposite the thumb. Speed is the essence of this sport. But the strange thing is that untrained men can break hard objects in the same way, just as well as karatekas. Of course, karatekas practice a lot, and they have a layer of hard skin round their wrists. Though they have this advantage over ordinary people, it's basically just a question of willpower. At least, that's what you can tell your mother after you've experimented on a few dinner plates.
Lesson 79. Sue bakes a cake.
Mix the butter and the sugar, add 1 cup of flour, 2 eggs, and a little milk, and beat well. Mum, I'm stuck.
What's the matter, Sue?
It says in this recipe that I should add a little milk. I don't know how much to add.
Just a drop. That should be enough. Now put it all in the mixer for a few minutes.
Bake until golden brown. That's pretty vague. I've no idea how long to bake it for.
Put it in the oven for 20 minutes.
Those instructions are vague, Sue. Where did you get that recipe?
It's one of yours, Mum.
Oh, yes. It's one I made up myself. The recipe may be vague, but the results look pretty good, don't they?
At least the men seem to think so.
Lesson 81. A few tips about tips.
The clerks usually have dinner at 7 o'clock. One day it was 7:15, but they hadn't begun their dinner. They were expecting Gretel to arrive, but she hadn't appeared yet. I can't understand it, Mrs. Clark said. Gretel is usually very punctual. Just as she said that, the door opened and Gretel appeared. She looked very upset. I'm sorry I'm late, she said. I had to take a taxi to get here, but we got stuck in a traffic jam. What's the matter, Gretel? Mr. Clark asked. You look upset. I am, Gretel replied. I gave the taxi driver a tip, but he didn't look at all pleased. I think he expected me to give him more. How much did you give him? Mr. Clark asked. 5 pence, Gretel said. The fare was 50 pence. No wonder he was rude, Mr. Clark said. Taxi drivers expect you to give them at least 15%. Remember that in England we always tip taxi drivers, barbers, and hairdressers. We don't tip the usherette in the cinema, and we don't usually tip in restaurants and hotels when a service charge is included in the bill. Next time you take a taxi... Thanks for the tip, Mr. Clark, Gretel laughed. But I hope there won't be a next time. It's an expensive business.
Lesson 83. Television Day. A great archaeological discovery.
In 1922, a British archaeologist, Howard Carter, was working in the Valley of the Kings in Egypt. One day he asked his labourers to pull down a small hut which was in his way. Carter noticed some steps beneath the hut and asked his men to clear them. The steps led to a stone wall, and Carter told his men to cut through it, but to take care not to disturb anything that might be behind it. There was a passage behind the wall which led to yet another wall. They cut through this one very carefully, and suddenly came into a room full of household furniture and treasure. Carter spent several months making a list of every article in the room. When he had finished, he decided to cut through the opposite wall. Then he found another room full of priceless objects. He noticed 2 black wooden statues, which looked like guards, and he made a hole in the wall between them. Here he found 3 wooden chests, which fitted inside each other, and finally a 4th chest, which was in fact a coffin. Carter had discovered the tomb of Tutankhamun, an Egyptian king who lived more than 3,000 years ago. On the tomb, there was a wreath of wild flowers.
Lesson 85. A Wedding.
One of Sue's cousins got married last week, and the clerks all went to the wedding. The ceremony was held at the local church. The bridegroom arrived at the church before the bride. He looked rather nervous. He kept looking at his watch. The bride arrived in a large black car which had white ribbons on the bonnet. The poor bridegroom had got worried because the bride was 2 minutes late. The bride was dressed in a beautiful, long, white wedding gown. She was given away by her father. Sue was one of the bridesmaids. She was wearing a lovely pink dress and was carrying a small bouquet. The wedding ceremony was very beautiful. Mother cried a little bit. She always does on such occasions.
Lesson 87.
English weather.
Everybody talks about the weather in England. And this is not surprising. It changes from minute to minute, so it's always interesting. Someone once wisely remarked that other countries have a climate, but England just has weather. Gretel was amused by all this talk at first, but she has got used to it now. Last week, Gretel really understood why everyone is so concerned about the weather. You can never be certain what's going to happen. Though it was spring, there was a very heavy snowfall. As usual, no one expected it. The pipes in many houses were frozen, trains failed to run, cars got stuck, there were many accidents on the roads. Lots of people slipped on the icy pavements and got hurt. The weather forecast was very bad. Everyone complained gloomily. What awful weather we're having. Haven't seen anything like it, and so on. And then, suddenly, the sun came out. The snow melted, and it was spring again. Typical. Just typical, Gretel remarked.
The way you talk about the weather, Gretel, Mr. Clark said, anyone would think you were English.
Lesson 89, Television Day, Swindle's Ghost. Some people believe that there are houses which are haunted by ghosts. Perhaps there are, perhaps there aren't. It's hard to say. Today we are going to describe a scientific experiment during which a ghost was seen. The ghost is really an afterimage. It is called Swindle's Ghost because the experiment was first performed by an American psychologist called Swindle. This is how our own experiment was performed. A dark, moonless night was chosen, and the curtains were drawn so that no light could enter from outside. Half a dozen people were asked to sit round a table in the middle of the room. A table lamp was placed in the center of the table. When everyone was seated, the lamp was turned off for 10 minutes. Everyone sat in complete darkness and looked towards the lamp till they got quite used to the darkness. They sat perfectly still and kept looking in exactly the same direction. Then the lamp was turned on for exactly 1 second and then off again. Shortly afterwards, the whole scene became visible in the darkness. It was a very clear ghost image which lasted for a few seconds.
Lesson 91. The Latest Craze.
Read this new novel, Betty?
No, I haven't, Margot. Who's it by?
A young teenager. Have you heard this new record?
No. Who's it played by?
The Gorgons. It's their latest. You didn't notice my new belt, did you?
That looks nice. Who are they sold by?
A shop in Carnaby Street. They're in fashion, all the rage. You must see this new picture I bought. It's been painted by a teenager. He's already a famous artist. Oh, and you must see our new car. Only 2 wheels. They're made by an American company. They're the latest craze.
How do you manage it, Margot? You certainly keep up to date.
My dear, I have to. If I don't, my children think I'm square. They think I'm not with it. Lesson 93. Getting ready for the old Crocs race.
Gretel is always surprised when she sees an old car in England, which is quite often. She is impressed by the way the English seem to love old things and take care of. Last week, the Clarks were invited to a friend's house, and Gretel went with them. Mr. Clark's friend Jack Hume, has a very old and very valuable veteran car. It's a 6-horsepower 1903 de Dion Bouton. Jack spends a lot of time looking after it. "He's more interested in that old car than he is in me," his wife complains. Jack is very proud of his veteran car and always shows it to visitors. "It has to be kept in its own garage," Jack explains. "I take it out quite often, but it has to be driven very carefully. If it gets wet, it has to be cleaned and polished immediately. That takes a few hours. I'm getting the car ready for the London to Brighton race now." Jack saw that Gretel hadn't understood, so he explained. "This race is held once a year. It's often referred to as the Old Crocs race. It's for old cars like mine. My wife and I always find it an exciting race." "Speak for yourself," Mrs. Hume said. "It's very uncomfortable, and we usually get soaking wet. Give me my Mini any day."
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。听啊，讲啊。